Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packer Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and some commentary. Drew and I have been doing a live stint at Network Field Day. If you've been following along on the Briefings in Brief channel, you probably thought, wow, there's a lot of this. This is the last one. Thanks for sticking with us.
You made it with us.
You made it with us. It's the 26th of January, 2018. This session was a little bit unique because what we did is in the 2 hours, you know, a field day is really a 2 hours of each. We got a session from Mellanox, then followed by Ixia, and then followed by Cumulus. So we're going to have to rapid fire through three different vendors and actually make this sound coherent.
That's right. All right. So let's start with Mellanox. Right. What did you take away?
Mellanox is going all in with VXLAN overlays, BGP EVPN. Mm-hmm. And they've got a lot of people haven't spent time. I don't think too many people realize just, you know, Mellanox has got a very high speed silicon chipset. They're talking about 32 by 400 gig ports in their latest switching architecture. Mm-hmm. The 400 gig Ethernet PHY is not finished, but you can still switch packets in the silicon. So they sort of demonstrated a bunch of enterprise grade stuff, which is way down into the market. They talked about the different models, the SN2100, which is unique. So I thought, and then we had some interesting discussions around
RDMA and Rocky.
Yeah, not for everybody, but
yeah. There's use cases, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they work with storage and, you know, high performance compute, so they would be having those conversations.
Well, the trick here is that, and I asked the question, and one of the Mellanox people piped up and said, we're seeing this come out in storage engines. So he called out Microsoft's storage product, which I can't remember, and VMware's vMotion and Nutanix for vMotion is actually using this RDMA. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a network that is able to work with RDMA and understand Rocky, then you can actually make this whole thing way better, which is interesting, probably why Nutanix has switched to Mellanox switches in some places, because it actually makes the motion, the VM
moving
migration.
The VMs, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I thought one of the areas where RDMA has been very strong is in the storage, because what you're doing with RDMA is you're actually making memory transfers from directly from RAM to RAM, mm-hmm. Which dramatically lowers the transmission time of the data, because you don't have to go into the TCP stack, put it in an IP. It does get done, but in terms of the processing load on the CPU, it dramatically reduces. So for storage engines, it is very efficient. So, you know, Mellanox's pitch is lots of high speed. We're in form factors that you want, you know, at very high speed. So 16 times 100 gig ports, right, in a half-wide switch. One, yeah, RU half-wide.
Yeah.
So you can put two of these side by side at the top and just use one RU, mm-hmm, for your switches is kind of something you need. And then on that, you can run Cumulus Linux. Right?
Yeah, Cumulus is one of the presenters.
Systems, yeah. MLX OS and Cumulus Linux.
Yeah. And they said they also supported, it looked like they supported PSI, the Switch Abstraction Interface, and Microsoft Sonic. So yeah, they're playing the field, which makes sense for them.
Yeah, so I think Mellanox's play is we've got the hardware, we've got our own operating system, but there's also Cumulus.
Right.
And any other of the open source operating systems, which run on the standard ASIC abstractions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also putting their footprint very heavily behind EVPN VXLAN as your data center fabric. Yeah. They opened up with a slide of all the ways you could, you know, put frames and packets together on the data center, and then they were like, screw that, EVPN VXLAN, we're all in.
And I'm still convinced, at this point in time, my view is that EVPN is the future of the data center. You don't want, if you're going to put an SDN controller on top of it, put it on top of BGP EVPN in some way, mm-hmm, because that's the lever that you want to pull. The idea that you're going to do it using ISIS or some other mechanism, I think that it doesn't actually matter. What we just need is a converged way so that at some point in the future, it's all the same everywhere, and that makes it easy for us to own.
And then they brought Ixia in to do a test, you know, prove out your network,
yep,
using EVPN and VXLAN.
Yeah. Odd, this is unique. Not everybody gets to test their network, you know, plug in a multiple 100 gig testing unit and then generate VXLAN traffic to validate it.
Right.
But that's fundamentally what Ixia does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was an interesting demo. And they, you know, they can show you where the VTEPs are. They can show you packets running through. Yeah. They show all the VNIs. And
if you've ever wanted to find out how many VTEPs your switch can handle, this box can generate thousands and thousands of VTEPs at hundreds of gigabits. So if you want to test the routing performance, like you want to test things like, you know, my L2, one of the things that features that Mellanox was talking about was the L2, L3.
Mm-hmm, the bridging.
So you can do the integrated routing and bridging at the, mm-hmm, EVPN edge. Well, maybe you want to be sure that the current version of code can do that at some arbitrary performance level, so you can go and get an Ixia to do the test. And I must say, the Ixia interface was dramatically improved from when I last saw it. Maybe they hired a user experience expert, too.
Maybe they did.
Because it was pretty shocking in the old days. So Cumulus,
Last but not least, Cumulus, yes.
And Pete Lumbus from Cumulus, who's a friend of the show, pulled out a cracking demo.
He did. It was a nice way to wrap up.
Yeah. So what did you think?
So he walked us through sort of the basic Cumulus architecture, how they sit in the stack, and then talked about a couple of items. One was Cumulus VX, which is essentially a virtual image of your network, of your Cumulus network.
Well, so the operating system that runs on the switch is pure Linux.
Yeah.
So whether it's running on a switch hardware or whether it's running in a VM,
doesn't matter.
Same, same.
Yeah, same, same.
And then he talked about how people are using that to validate their network.
Right. And you also using an agent called NetQ, which can run on any Linux device, Cumulus or whatever else you've got. It pulls config information and then sort of creates this virtual model environment that you can then query against.
Yeah. Which was interesting because and NetQ is able to use a Redis database. So you've got this Cumulus. If you've got Cumulus's operating system, Cumulus Linux everywhere, you can configure it to send all of its data off to a Redis database.
Right.
You've got this unstructured, semi-structured data store. Redis is kind of semi-structured, I think. Hopefully I got that right. And then you can just query the data, the tables in the database and get valid information from it, which kind of like comparing that with the telemetry that we got from Cisco in the previous show that we talked about how Cisco telemetry works and the demo that we got. It's kind of like totally different, but the same.
Right. It's another way to model your network, to look at changes. He ran through some scenarios like what happens if BGP goes down in these points.
Yeah.
What happens to my traffic? He wrote his own script, like a little chaos monkey type script
Started
for networking.
Out BGP peers.
Yeah.
I like the way that Cumulus Linux is just Linux, and they've made a very serious attempt to say Linux is Linux, and Linux lets you bring everything. And he made a very key point about. Normally, the other vendors, you have to wait for them to write their Ansible or Puppet agents, and there, because their Linux isn't quite Linux or it's not open, you have to use their playbooks or their, and that's all you get.
Right.
Whereas if you've just got Linux, you can just start to use whatever Linux commands. So just because you can go and pull up playbooks that reset interfaces or do whatever you like, you don't have to reinvent that wheel.
So as opposed to waiting for Cisco to finish baking SD access,
you
can go out and use Puppet, Chef, Ansible, whatever.
But you can also use the same Puppet templates that people have created to just do it with a server that's got 10 nicks.
Whatever will work with Debian, Cumulus runs on, is a Debian variant, so you're all set.
So, I think Cumulus' approach is really radically different if you're not a Linux person. I think I've said a few times, you should bet your career on Linux.
Well, the other thing he said is they apparently have a command line element that is meant to sort of ease you into this Linux world.
NCLI.
Yeah. So you get a CLI and some Linux, and it's kind of like a weaning you off, weaning you off, but allowing you to use mechanisms you're familiar with and comfortable with. You don't have to be afraid of Linux. They can help out the CLI.
Yeah, the NCLI, what it actually does is gives you a traditional looking CLI with the help and the commands all structured out in the CLI that you might be familiar with. But all it does is then writes that into the configuration files that Linux uses.
Right.
So it's still Linux underneath.
Yes.
So that means that if you start talking to a server guy, he's going to go /etc/network/interfaces/blah blah blah and see exactly the same that you're seeing but you're seeing it in the CLI, which I thought, neat trick.
So if you hear Linux and get a little antsy, don't be afraid.
Yeah, there's a way in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to...
There's a door for you. You're welcome.
Well, I think we've covered those three topics. So we talked with Mellanox, we had something from Ixia talking about their testing. It really is something that you've got to see. So go and check out on YouTube or Vimeo. If you go searching for Tech Field Day, you'll find the videos that we're talking about here.
Network Field Day 17.
Then Network Field Day 17 is what you're looking for. And that was Briefings in Brief from Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news, subscribe for free at packetpushers.net/archive. And even more great information and more fine podcasts like this, you can head over to packetpushers.net and check them out. And thanks for listening.